As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, January the 31st, Janus 31st, goodbye January 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news, lots of that today, hard facts and workable solutions for you. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. What an outpouring of email I have received over the weekend. BVL host at CenturyTel.net. Looking forward to your emails as well. For those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo and Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local. To your local listening audiences, you can also listen to TalkStream and various other sources throughout the day. On your mobile device, take us with you wherever you go. The listener call-in number remains throughout the program, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of our contact information can be found, as well as our chat room, at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals swim in a sea of red ink all across the globe. All eyes on Egypt. ETFs are still selling. We'll talk about all that in the financial aspect of the broadcast. Next generation millennials, young, educated, and hungry, shape geopolitics. We'll discuss that as well. Direct foreign investment, globalism, transitions from global to local, all that, and so very much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, finds gold trading off $12.70 this morning at $1,325.70 a troy ounce in the spot gold market. The silver this morning losing 16 cents. Trades at $27.85 a troy ounce. Platinum off 14 bucks. It's red ink all across the board this morning, folks. Platinum down $14 at $1,779 an ounce. Palladium off 9 bucks at $805 a troy ounce. This morning, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, rather widespread, $15.70. There's $1,324.10 is your low on gold, and $1,339.80 for a high. But at $1,325.70, your gold is still up $238.50 year-to-year for a 21.94% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixtures, you can find out all about it at the LBMA.org website. The London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,333.50. We're trading $8 below that now. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend, they show dropping off another 2.43 metric tons, dumping it back into the marketplace. This morning, they claim to hold 1,224.12 metric tons. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, January the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we close out the month of January in the year 2011. Wow, what a weekend. Lots of broadcasting here on the network. Again, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that. I don't know if we can find much good news, but we got lots of news. How's that? Hard facts and workable solutions. Boy, we're all going to have to dig in with our paddles hard to try and find solutions these days. But things are happening. Let's go back into our market report one more time in review. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $12.70. That's an hour ago. All right, now it's changing constantly throughout the day. You can go up to kitgo.com and watch it for yourself. Or you can go up to spdrgoldshares.com. And watch it on a moment by moment. It updates every few seconds there if you want to have it up to date. But of course, you know, if you're going to get the right number at the right time, the only way to do it is pick it up on your dime and call your broker because prices are changing constantly throughout the day. Anyway, gold off $12.70 at $1,325.70. Silver off 16 cents at $27.85. Platinum off 14 bucks at $17.79. Palladium's doing really well, even though it's down $9. It's still above $800 at $805 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $13.24.10 for a low, $13.39.80 for a high, a $15.70 spread in there. But as I said in the first segment, your gold is up year to year, $238.50 an ounce for a 21.94% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares, you can find them on the stock exchange there. It's the New York Stock Exchange, I do believe, under GLD is their symbol. But they're holding 1,224.12 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest this morning, coming off 2.43 metric tons over the weekend. Been massive selling in the SPDR gold shares for some time now. We've been reporting on a day-to-day basis. It's valued this morning at 52 billion dollars on State Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, more red ink, closed down 166 at 11,824. The NASDAQ closed down 68 at 2,687. And the S&P 500 off 23 at 1,276. This morning, crude oil bumps up another 30 cents, although the great hoorah was, you know, everybody was worried about crude and Brent crude, light sweet crude and Brent crude going up. You know, there was lots of action on the marketplace on Friday, but as a result of this conflagration in Egypt. But, you know, things are starting to settle back down again. It looks like the Suez Canal is going to remain open and things are going to continue to flow. And so with all that, the U.S. dollar index this morning plunges another 39 basis points. Not good for the U.S. dollar, but what do you expect? You send little Timmy Geithner over to Davos. He sits there and nervously taps his toe, adjusts his tie, and hides his face from the camera with his hand and all of the rest of the nonsense. Made more errors than you could possibly make, made a real fool out of himself, and of course that drags down the U.S. dollar off 39 basis points at 77.76 this morning. That's reflected in the foreign exchange rate marketplace, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up 36 basis points at a buck even against the U.S. dollar. So, of course, as the U.S. dollar continues to plummet, it goes to parity with the Canadian dollar, and we drag our trading partners into the dirt with us. The same with Mexican peso. This morning up 43 basis points against the U.S. dollar, but of course the dollar's on the way down, but you can still fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 56 basis points on the falling U.S. dollar index at $1.37. The British pound up 21 basis points at $1.60. The Swiss franc up 2 at $1.06 U.S. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness of this great land, the 2-year yield is at 0.54%. The 10-year yield is at 3.34 and the 30 at 4.56. Of course, that impacts the mortgage rates, where we find this morning the 15-year mortgage. Again, we're moving back down from that 5% mortgage rate where they were targeted last month. This morning, moving down from 4.36% to 4.09%. And the 30-year relaxes from 5.02% a month ago to 4.81% this morning. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio is 47.60 ounces of silver. Will get you 1 ounce of gold. The Econoday Day calendar this week shows a lot of action happening. This morning, the personal income and outlays will be out. We'll talk about that in a moment. Tomorrow, motor vehicle sales will be out. The gold, the store sales will all be out. The manufacturers index, construction spending, big day on Wednesday. Lots of note announcements. Thursday, again, the jobless claims will be out early. And on Friday, the employment situation will be reported once again. And so with all of that, let's go into the calendar here and take a look and see what we've got for personal income and outlays. This morning, here's the highlight right off Econoday.com. You can go there and find out about it for yourself. But both income and spending continued to advance at the consumer level in December. All right, income and spending. So even though they're claiming that you had a little bit more of shekels, you know, a couple more shekels in your pocket, apparently the stupidos in America are going to turn right around and spend it. But, you know, there's a lot of pent-up demand, too. You know, there's a lot of things that we've had to put off the last year or 2 years or maybe 3 years, and that are going to start pressing on us harder and harder. And if the financial basket doesn't absolutely implode, and certainly John Boehner over there, in the new speaker, he wants to do everything he can to keep us from repudiating the debt. But as the U.S. Economy seems to be somewhat resilient to all these various woes, you know, more people think about, well, honey, let's get a new lawnmower. So they went out and did. Not surprisingly, headline inflation was hotter while the core rate remains subdued. Headline inflation hotter. So watch as the things that you really need go up in prices, as the things that you don't need go down. Personal income in December, they say here, rose 0.4%. Now, you know, compare that with the dollar. if you had a dollar in your pocket and you found 4 cents in the lint at the bottom, you wouldn't think it was payday, but it is an increase, following a 0.5% gain in November. So you put the two months together and you got 9 cents in the lint in the bottom of your pocket as opposed to just that lonely greenback dollar. Anyway, continuing, the analyst projected a 0.4% increase. However, the wages and salaries component was soft, all right? Rising 0.1% after increasing 0.6% in November. So we didn't get as much of a bump this past month as we did the prior. Consumer spending for the latest month was boosted by auto sales and higher gasoline prices. Consumer spending. I can't say the higher gasoline prices is a good thing, can you? I mean, what's the choice? You know, it's like, well, you're going to have to make a trade. I guess Fido is going to have to go back to the dry dog food. There's not going to be any more of those moist nuggets in his bowl. Personal consumption expenditures posted a sizable 0.7% gain, so less than 1%, not enough to really discuss, hardly even on air. For the latest month, strength was fed by non-durables. Those are the things that perish, including gasoline. With durables gaining 0.7% in durables, of course, that would be your dishwasher and your clothes washers and things like that. Services advanced 0.4%, so the haircuts didn't cost you that much. But spending was strong even after discounting the price effects. Real spending jumped 0.4%, blah, 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 if you can believe these numbers. On the inflation front, they say that the PCE price index jumped 0.3%. Well, pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And, of course, off the Bloomberg website, we've got an article here, Budget Office's Zients, Z-I-E-N-T-S. Now, you tell me what kind of a name that is, Zients, to run the usurper's reorganization. Reorganization, that's something you do during a bankruptcy, isn't it? Of the federal government. This article by Kate Anderson Brower, yesterday's news, Bloomberg, Jeffrey Zients, or Zients, Deputy Director of the U.S. Office of Management and Budget for the last 2 years, will lead the usurper's administration's efforts to reorganize the federal government. That seems to be what the National Association of Governors is doing, too. Everybody's reorganizing our government. According to a posting on the White House blog, quote, our first focus will be looking at trade and exports to see how we can better reform these functions to give American companies a leg up in the global economy. I guess a little bit more outsourcing, offshoring, and foreign direct investment. No doubt about it. Anyway, continuing here, in his State of the Union address, of course I didn't call it that, but anyway, on January the 25th, the usurper said his administration would, quote, develop a proposal to merge, consolidate, and reorganize the federal government in a way that best serves the goal of a more competitive America. Wow. Heads up. In the address, he said his administration worked to find ways to make the federal government more confident, that's competency building, capacity building, and, quote, more efficient. Now, you better pay attention to that one. Go over and visit with Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis, and find out about this more efficient and streamlined interoperability and interconnectivity in the days going forward. He said he would submit a proposal to Congress for a vote, and we will push to get it passed. Remember, they got the START treaty passed pretty quickly, too, so we'll see how that goes. We can't win the future with a government of the past, he said. Well, there is truth to that, winning the future of the iPad age. You know, as they say, insane children and adolescents running the government. Well, maybe the case in the new millennial, the next generation millennials, as they step up to the plate. Some of these guys are so young looking to me, it's almost incredible. Anyway, the iPad age. In his online posting, Pfeiffer, whoever he is, wrote that any business would rethink its structure after several decades, yet, quote, the federal government is stuck in the age of black and white television while we are competing in the age of the iPad, close quote. Well, there might be some truth to that, but it looks more like gloss to me. Zients, first focus will be on trade and exports. God help us all. Pfeiffer wrote in the Post, streamlining the, quote, more than a dozen different agencies involved in exports, close quote. So there'll be consolidation. They'll probably increase the size of the government while they consolidate the government, you know, into a big concrete block. And helping to enforce trade agreements, that we don't want to hear about. Helping to enforce trade agreements, this is the activity of the State Department, Hillary Rodham Clinton and her husband, Billy. Anyway, and supporting U.S. business exporting products abroad. The only products that we export are our businesses. The only things that we import is foreign direct investment as they buy up the rest of Idaho. Zients will be looking at trade and exports to see how we can better reform these functions. Progressives, reforms, reorganization, these are not good words. To give American companies a leg up in the global economy. A leg up with their crotchless panties down. Zients has been deputy director for management at OMB and has led the administration's accountable government initiative. Sounds like William Jefferson Clinton, doesn't it? part of an effort to make government more efficient. Zients has been the chief executive officer of the advisory board at Washington-based health care consulting firm and chief executive officer of the corporate executive board. A best practices, don't you love that term? A best practices research and advisory company also in Washington. Just go ahead and call this guy a sustainable development mercenary, a change agent for sure, reinventing the government. U.S. default would be finance disaster, not on the table, House Speaker says. Don't look for debt repudiation at any time soon. Sola Brush writing this individually for Bloomberg, New News. A U.S. default would be a quote-unquote financial disaster, and the issue is not, quote, even on the table, close quote, Speaker of the House John Boehner said. Boehner popped up in an interview on the Fox News Sunday that the Obama administration must be willing to work with the Republicans to cut spending if it seeks an increase in the government's debt ceiling. Wow. I don't think the American people, here's the quote, I don't think the American people will tolerate increasing the debt limit without serious reductions in spending and changes to the budget process so we can make sure this doesn't happen again, Boehner said yesterday. And hey, Boehner. How about cutting out the military-industrial budget and do us all a favor, huh? Treasury Secretary little Timmy Geithner said in a January the 6th letter, does someone have a box I could stand on? To congressional leaders that the U.S. government's $14.29 trillion debt limit may be reached as soon as March the 31st and most likely by May the 16th. Trillions and trillions served. Boehner said he expected the U.S. House Appropriations Committee to make recommendations on spending cuts in the next 10 days. I don't imagine he's going to throw out his salary, his retirement program, or his health care. And that legislation funding the government could come to a House vote during the week of February the 14th, Boehner said. He expected a separate vote on the question of raising the government debt ceiling. I think these are two opportunities that Congress has to deal with the administration to cut spending. Well, they're going to cut spending. Believe it when you see it. Don't believe it until it happens. Mubarak, jumping over to Egypt now, vice president as Egyptians defy curfew. All right. Mubarak names a vice president. Well, he didn't have a vice president before, so that might be a step in the right direction. But as we're going to find out in this article, if he's naming a vice president, it means it's because he's packing his luggage. Allah Shaheen, Masoud al-Dahareli, and Vivian Salami, writing this for Bloomberg. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak appointed Omar Suleiman. God, I hope we don't have to go with that name for very long. The country's intelligence chief as vice president. It's kind of like bringing up George Bush, president, or I guess, what was it, King George the First, right? George Bush, the country's chief intelligence, as a vice president. A sign he may be prepared to hand over power after a week of violent protests demanding his ouster. Here's the quote. The president appears to be trying to position the country in a way that if he leaves, the country is in the hands of the military and intelligence. Wow. Wow. Military coup shaping up here. Said Imad Gad, an analyst at the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies, a Cairo-based research firm, quote, he has to leave or the protests won't stop, but the army will not remove the president. All right. And it goes on. Thousands of demonstrators gathered today in central Cairo for a sixth day of rallies after a night of looting and gunfire. Wow, it continues. Middle East shares drop with Dubai's DFM general index falling 4.3%. Blah, blah, blah. International investors are fleeing the Middle East stock markets with justified risk aversion across the board. We need to pay attention. The London, Dubai, New York Golden Triangle. International investors are fleeing Middle East stock markets with justified risk aversion across the board. Where are they going to go? They run out of the frying pan right into the fire, likely. Placate the protesters. Now, here's a little bit more news. As many as 150 people have been killed in the unrest, so maybe a lot of those people who were injured perished over the weekend. Well, there's more to the story than that. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, it was really surprising to me while I was watching over the weekend, I guess it was last Friday last, this Al Jazeera broadcast of the great demonstration over in Egypt. And all of a sudden, people just started pouring out of the buildings and stuff, and everybody got down and, you know, faced Mecca and assumed the position with their bottoms in the air and their nose on the ground. I said, my God. I hope they don't do that in war. I mean, the general that would be against them would be wise to wait until prayer time and then just hose them down with a minigun. But anyway, that's, you know, just my, it just didn't look, how, you know, it just seemed to be a little bit peculiar to me. I don't, maybe all of the police and the military were face down in the dirt too at the same time, like having these little mini ceasefires while they worship Allah. Anyway, regional situation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he spoke with the usurper and the Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, about the situation in Egypt and the region. Quote, we're anxiously monitoring what is happening in Egypt. No doubt, Netanyahu told his ministers before today's weekly cabinet meeting. Quote, the peace between Israel and Egypt has been held for more than 3 decades, and it's our goal to maintain these ties. Of course, the United States and Egypt are bosom buddies. You know, they share a pillow, and they also share their military hardware. Apparently, according to Thomas P.M. Barnett on the broadcast on Sunday evening last night, with Michael Vail on the Vantage Point, who stated that Egypt's military is the 10th largest in the world. Anyway, it says we're anxiously monitoring what's happening in Egypt. The peace between Israel and Egypt has held for more than three decades, and is our goal to maintain these ties. And so if it's Benjamin Netanyahu's goal, you can be sure it's at the top of the priority list for the usurper and Washington. Continuing, the usurper met with his national security team to discuss the situation in Egypt, and then they played a heavy round of half-court basketball. A key U.S. ally for more than an hour yesterday, according to an emailed statement for or from the White House. They must have very limited focus of attention. They got together for a full hour. Wow. I can hardly tell you what I had for breakfast in an hour. Obama reiterated the U.S. focus on opposing violence, urging restraint, and supporting concrete steps that advance political reform within Egypt. I don't know if that board bodes poorly for whatever his name is. Maybe he'll get a pair of concrete galoshes on his way into the Suez Canal. Israel peace, Mubarak, 82 years old. 82 years old. All right? No wonder the young people are pissed off. Yeah? They got these guys that are ready to hang in the closet running their country. The young people want to have a little bit of a breather here. Hasn't publicly said whether he'll run for another term in this year's election. But both he and his predecessor, Anwar Sadat, you know, Anwar was sitting there, unfortunately, on the review stand while Mubarak's hitman knocked him out, but that's, we're not going to talk about that. The president, a former Air Force commander, came to power after Islamist militants assassinated Sadat, in part because of making peace with Israel. They got rid of Sadat and they brought in Mubarak. Now they're going to get rid of Mubarak, and I wonder how the peace with Israel will go in the future. Mubarak's way of moving security to the top of the agenda, and then it just goes on and on and on, and we needn't go there. Go into this one instead. U.S. is said to reduce civilian deaths after increasing CIA-Pakistan strikes. So we want to encourage, you know, Mubarak there to be a nice guy and treat everybody with kid gloves and listen to what we're doing over here. This is another news article off of Bloomberg by Tony Capizio and Jeff Bliss collaboratively writing on the 30th. The Central Intelligence Agency, while increasing the frequency of drone strikes in Pakistan, has reduced civilian casualties, a U.S. official and independent analyst said. Of course, we don't have the film at 7 from the street, so we don't know whether they're telling us the truth or not. The 75 strikes launched in the ungoverned tribal region. Is that what they would call the Ozark mountain area in Hill and Holler Land? We would be an ungoverned tribal region. The 75 strikes launched in the ungoverned tribal region since the drone program accelerated in mid-August have killed several hundred militants without causing any deaths among civilian non-combatants. Do you believe that? Said the U.S. official who, lacking authorization to discuss the program, requested anonymity. The man behind the curtain said, experts say. Analysts who monitor developments in the region said figures based on press reports show a decline in unintended deaths. Kind of like white phosphorus in Gaza, unintended deaths. Although verifying exact figures may be impossible. That's right. The drone strikes do appear to be becoming less lethal for civilians as time goes on. How would you like to be one of those civilians wondering when the CIA will get it right? My God. What sick, mad creatures running our government. The usurper's reluctance to share evidence, such as a video, or allow independent investigations of the casualties, reports make verification hard, said Ali Dayan Hassan, Pakistani representative in the New York-based Human Rights Watch. Quote, we'd like to believe the U.S., but we have no reason to do so. There's truth to that. We'd like to believe what the government says, but we have no reason to believe them. It would be in the interest of the U.S. to make sure this information is not in the public and domain. Better intelligence? Hard to say there is any intelligence. Improved intelligence has enhanced the imagery gathered by unmanned predators flying 24-hour patrols over the region near the Afghanistan border, making the missile-firing drones more precise. As a further safeguard, each strike is approved by either CIA Director Leon Panetta. Now, would he be the guy, or his deputy, Michael Morelli, or Morrell, would he be the guy that you would indict on murder and war crimes? Leon Panetta? Leon Panetta. He's got something to do with the Pew Foundation. The U.S. has increased the frequency of attacks since the usurper took office 2 years ago. This is a peace president. We'll bring all those troops home. Yeah, right. From about 35 in 2008 to 50 in 2009 and 115 last year. Okay? They had to throw in the 2009 there to kind of just fuzz things up a bit. But from 35 of these drone attacks in 2008 to 115 last year, that's quite an escalation. The U.S. death count and the claim of no recent non-combatant facilities or fatalities are impossible to validate. Now, I thought we heard the report the other day that was only like about 140 of these Taliban or the radical Islamists that we're still fighting. No, it was Al-Qaeda. Only 40 of them left, 140 of them left, right? They had 115 strikes in Pakistan. The death count and the claim of no recent non-combatant fatalities are impossible to validate, since the identities of those killed and their roles are often unclear in Pakistani press reports. How would you figure it out? How would you figure it out? Now, this guy, he was an extremist. He had something on his mind. We know he was thinking about it. Yeah, he had hate on his mind. Hassan Akwani, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., indirectly commented on the issue in a January interview when asked about the drone strikes. He replied that Pakistan, quote, has been America's partner in supporting efforts using technical means to get rid of terrorists who cannot be eliminated in any other way. Get rid of the terrorists. They can't be eliminated in any other way than to fly over them and fire a Hellfire missile at their little way center or their safe houses. Well, we saw pictures of that the other day on the YouTube, where a whole village was reduced to rubble and dust in just a matter of seconds. AOL co-founder Steve Case to lead the White House entrepreneurship campaign. We've been talking about that. You get out of this trouble, you're going to have to have jobs. Who creates the jobs? The entrepreneurs, the real middle class. Well, they're going to now have a House entrepreneurship campaign. God help us. That means there's not going to be any entrepreneurship. Kate Anderson Brower writing this for Bloomberg. AOL Inc. Co-founder Steve Case will lead a White House campaign seeking to increase private sector investments in startup companies and small businesses as part of Barry the Usurper's directive to promote entrepreneurship, the administration announced. When I was the president of the Seattle JCs, we, together with CFirst Bank, had an entrepreneurs' fair. It was quite the success, but that was 20-some years ago. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
So you got to ask yourself, you know, how do we actually create true wealth? You know, you've got to go back to the land somewhere. You're going to have to touch base with the ground someplace. You're going to have to bring fish out of the sea or something else. You're going to have to bring minerals up out of the soil or food up out of the ground. Or you're going to have to get into logging or timber or something like that. There's some place along in here somewhere where we're actually going to have to make something rather than just noise. But apparently these House Entrepreneurship Campaign is just making noise. The initiative includes pledges from companies like Facebook, Intel, Hewlett-Packard, and International Business Machines to increase their investments in startup companies, according to an administration statement. Case, who created the Case Foundation, another one of these grants and aid foundations, a charity that pays for after-school technology programs for poor children. We just keep doing all for children, especially poor children. We'll be joined by entrepreneurs, business leaders, and administration officials at today's events. Administration's officials will conclude, and then it just goes through the litany. In his January the 25th State of the Union address, the usurper said part of his plan is to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world. Well, you're going to have to get down to that out-building the rest of the world here pretty quick. The only out-building they've got is an outhouse, and it's got two seats, one for the children and one for the women. Anyway, the guy has to pee outside. The budget? I don't want to go in through any more of that. You get the idea, folks? They're talking about spending all of the time and all of the money and all the grants and aid. It'd just be like down, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico as Macondo gently weeps, you know. All of the people that are really suffering, all of the families that are losing their fishing industry, you know, their businesses, you know, losing their boats, losing their docks, losing their houses, losing their restaurants and all of the rest of that. Who's making the money? The people holding the bag, the money bag. They're the people that are making the money. They get all the fees for administration fees, and everybody else gets the short end of the stick. And it's a nasty, dirty end of the stick, all right? It'll be the same thing here. This is an entrepreneur's thing, an entrepreneur's fair. We're going to have a fair, all right. But it won't be fair for you, and it won't be fair for me, but we're going to focus all of our attention of after-school technology. Great. That's going to really, really make, you know, be a big deal. Of course, there's lots of other news here. Let's see what we got. We'll hit this one. A little bit of news out of Davos. The guy that wasn't allowed inside any of these meetings had a kind of a rather low press card. But he's making headline news here on Bloomberg. Lonely analyst warns of a 2015 bank crisis amid upbeat Davos. This by Christine Harper. As politicians, executives, and financiers networked at parties and panels last week in Davos. Underline that, parties and panels. Yeah, baby. The parties and panels. And politicians, executives, and financiers all together. My God. Where's the fat boy when you need him? Anyway, Barry Wilkinson was in a nearby hotel warning that a 2015 financial catastrophe may be looming. All right? So we've got to keep the fear up there, but Barry Wilkinson is looking down the road and he is seeing, wait a minute, with all the glad-handing and cocktail swilling that's going on here, he's not hearing any solutions coming out of this bunch. The fundamentals, here's the quote, the fundamentals haven't been addressed at all. Wilkinson, a London-based partner at a consulting firm, Oliver Wyman, said in an interview at the Hotel Morosini, I don't even want to try it, the things that caused the previous crisis, loose monetary policy and trade imbalances, they're actually getting bigger now than they were then. In the CAS system of World Economic Forum's annual event in the Swiss ski resort, CAS system, notice how they salt that in. I should have gone a little slower on that article about Mubarak and Egypt and Israel because of the way things were styled. The same with that that drone missile attack. Because of the way things were styled, we need to go back one of these days and take time to go through that Hasbara manual for Jewish students in America so that they can be activists for the Israeli lobby, all right, and understand how they actually use the news effectively and their own talking in deliberative assemblies and meetings to use it effectively to promote Israel, all right, and deflect criticisms, etc. But this article is styled much in the same way in the caste system of the World Economic Forum. So we're talking about the global feudalism. Annual event in the Swiss ski resort, Wilkinson was at a bottom rung with an identification badge that denied him access to most sessions and soirees. That's much the garbage pail that Joan Vion was often relegated to. His message clashed with the optimistic tone of many at the center of the meeting who were eager to emphasize the progress made after 2 years of hand-wringing in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. So everybody said, well, the crisis is over. It's all behind us now. You know, as they sit there and fold and refold the trillions of dollars that they have stolen from the people globally. Quote, the systemic reforms that have been accomplished are significant, Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty said as he left a private meeting with the finance company chief executive officers on January the 29th. Quote, we need to communicate better that financial institutions globally are operating on a very different basis today, that they are operating with higher capital and are better regulated. Well, the higher capital, that's true. They've got a lot more capital in the bag. But that article is interesting and has an interesting conclusion we haven't time to go to today. But going back once again to the B Sky B, Rupert Murdoch on the move, trying to consolidate more and more control of the media under his hands. This article off the Bloomberg website lays it out pretty well. A lengthy article. I'd encourage you to go up and take a look at it. Lots being said in here. But Sienna Miller hack attack may poison News Corp $12.4 billion bid for Sky News. Jonathan Browning and Kristen Schweitzer writing for Bloomberg. Sienna Miller's phone hacking claims against Rupert Murdoch's News of the World tabloid threatened to tarnish News Corp's reputation just as it seeks government approval for the purchase of British Sky Broadcasting Group PLC. There's only about seven hands that hold the purse strings on all of the major news in America, around the world. You know, we can get more of that. But, you know, let's just do that. Got the flyer right here. You want the list? Here's the list put out by AFP a long time ago. Rockefellers, Bronfman, Murdoch, Redstone, Rothschild, and Newhouse IV. The media is the enemy. Find out why Maverick, independent grassroots media voices such as employee-owned and operated American Free Press have declared an all-out war on the elite controlling big monopoly in America and around the globe. Find out about that in that flyer. But again, now here's one of the names. Rupert Murdoch. At least seven pending lawsuits from celebrities allege their phone votes mails were hacked into by the News of the World. The cases add to pressure on News Corp as it offers remedies to avoid a lengthy antitrust review of its £7.8 billion or $12.4 billion U.S. bid for full control of B-Sky B. All right? But it's an antitrust review. Of course, we went through all of that with Gustavus Myers. Didn't get into it as deep as we could have, but for 700 pages worth of book, I think we've covered it pretty well. We've been talking about the Commerce Clause, Interstate Commerce Commission. We found that this antitrust, anti-monopoly movement 110 years ago really created these various commissions, panels, and boards that are now peopled by the very directors on these various boards and councils. Who watches the watchers? These guys are supposed to be the watchdogs, and they are people from these various corporations. It's poisonous, and it seems to show that the Murdochs aren't in charge of their empire, blah, 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 blah. The mess bursting around his business in Britain will undoubtedly impact his international ambitions, blah, blah, blah. All right. Murdoch has a strong attachment to newspapers. Boy, that's... Talk about dinosaur. There you go. Building News Corp from a single newspaper his father left him in Adelaide, Australia. News Corp isn't willing to offer concessions to win B Sky B beyond splitting off the 24-hour Sky News channel, a person familiar with the matter said. He's a newspaper man. It's where his career started, and it's still, I think, in his blood. But anyway, in the article, we'll find that he's already gone in well down the road towards making it impossible to just go in and get the news from various newspaper websites. You're going to have to pay to play. All right, pay to play. I think we're going to see a lot more of that as we go forward in this new millennia here. If you want to access, I don't know, some one of these mornings I'm going to have to pay to get on Bloomberg, and I can assure you it'll be the last day I access their site. I'm rather scotch when it comes to paying for something that was on the web free before. Touré! Everybody remember this guy's name? Boy, he's been quiet, hasn't he? Appeals order on depositions in the SEC lawsuit. Yeah, it's still happening, but it's not really mainstream news. Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated trader Fabrice Touré, accused of misleading investors in a product linked to subprime mortgages, challenged a judge's order denying his request to delay government depositions in a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit. They're still not going to, you know, get a perp walk out of this guy or Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Dimon or any of these pukes. Well, we'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them.
Go to ENEROFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENEROFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Jeff Thomas. Always got to remember Jeff Thomas. We really do appreciate his inbumps getting the broadcast started out so long ago. Really a great friend of the broadcast. But in the previous segment, we talked quite a bit about news. We're going to make a transition. We're going to talk about direct foreign investment, globalism, actually transitioning from global to local. In the second hour, we're going to go into the inbox, the email box, just a ton of really good emails sent to me over the weekend. Before we go in to that, I want to bring to your attention another name, somebody that came across by reading Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes over the weekend. This fellow's name is Ivy Lee. Ivy Ledbetter Lee, I-V-Y, Ledbetter Lee, L-E-E. You spell it just the way it sounds. You can Google it up, Scroogle it up, Dogpile or Webford it. Check him out on Wiki and other places. But Ivy Lee lived from 1877 to 1934, is considered by some to be one of the modern founders of modern public relations, along with whom? Oh, yeah. Edward Bernays. Interesting little article, interesting little bits, tidbits that you can get only by reading. You know, you've got to get the black and the white in your eyes. It's not so much, you know, that there isn't plenty of information on the Internet. There's plenty of it. But you kind of have to know which leads to follow up. Lee was born near Cedartown, this off of Public Relations Wiki. Lee was born near Cedartown, Georgia, on July the 16th of 1877, the son of a Methodist minister. Lee was a Princeton graduate and worked as a newspaper reporter and stringer at the World newspaper in New York City. It's amazing how that always works out. You know, these guys come from a little farm someplace, and then all of a sudden they rise meteorically to the top. In 1903, he quit his poorly paid job to work in Seth Lowe's campaign for mayor of New York. The following year, he remained in the Democratic politics, helping to handle publicity for Judge Alton B. Parker's unsuccessful presidential race against Theodore Roosevelt, that'd be Teddy. Following the election, Lee teamed up with a former Buffalo newspaperman, George F. Parker, with whom he'd worked on the presidential campaign, and together they established the nation's third public relations firm, Parker and Lee. You know, get into this Bloomberg news basket or wherever you go on the Internet to get your news, Reuters, etc., and the Reuters News Company, and Lee here, and Bernays kind of all got together, and they figured out how to influence opinion and cross-currents of opinion, public opinion, as it shapes law and legislation. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Following the election again, blah, 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 the new agency boasted of, listen, accuracy, authenticity, and interest. Accuracy, authenticity, and interest. Well, although the Parker and Lee firm dissolved in 1908, the junior partner Lee was become one of the most influential pioneers of public relations. This came out of a huge union strike, all right? This came out of a huge union strike where this clever and crafty devil figured out how he could gloss it over, make it sound like, well, the drone strikes aren't so bad. The CIA's intelligence is on top of it, folks. Well, we don't have very many of these non-combatant civilian casualties anymore. Technology's being what it is, you know. Anyway, during the Parker-Lee partnership, Lee represented Pennsylvania Railroad magnate George F. Bayer, B-A-E-R. Following a major rail accident, Lee not only convinced the railroad to distribute a press release to journalists before they had heard rumors about what had happened. He also invited reporters and photographers to the scene of the accident, going so far as to provide a special train to get them there. All right? So this is color commentary. This is how the news that's fit to print came about. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, and then we're going to go into the email basket. Do stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again on our Monday, January the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, again in the first hour we went through a variety of news. Now we're looking at a guy named Ivy Ledbetter Lee. Ivy Ledbetter Lee. No relation to Edward Bernays, but he's following the same model and bringing it on this continent. All right, so let's find out a little bit more about him. During the Parker-Lee partnership, Lee represented a Pennsylvania railroad magnate, George Bayer. All right, following a major rail accident, Lee not only convinced the railroad to distribute a press release to journalists before they'd heard rumors about what happened, he also invited reporters and photographers to the scene of the accident, going so far as to provide a special train to get them there. Kind of what happened in Katrina, kind of what happened at Macondo Gently Weeps, kind of what happens at the World Trade Center, all right? The moves won praise from newspapers and elected officials. He praised on the railroads for their openness. That would be called transparency today. And apparent concern for the safety of its passengers. How clever this guy Lee really was. During a 1906 anthracite coal strike, coal operators hired Lee to represent them. Lee made sure newspapers received daily handouts of printed materials containing all the pertinent facts of the strikes. But of course, conveniently painted a rosy picture on the FedGov's military called out to shoot down the strikers. But these new press releases, quote unquote, were met with hostility by newspapers who called them mere ads and accused Lee of trying to manipulate them. There was a time where truth in journalism, just as truth in reporting or really writing and education, was the rule. It was the stand, you know, the landmark, if you will. You know, you sit down and write a book in the 1870s and crowd it all full of lies, misrepresentations, errors, and omissions. You know, you might never get another book published. You might even not get that one published. It sure as hell was difficult for Gustavus Myers to get his History of the Great American Fortunes published because he was a truth teller and a muckraker. But at the same time, bald-faced lying, well, that was still a lie in moral America. This caused Lee to issue his Declaration of Principles, which he sent to all newspapers. Now, of course, over the weekend, if you were listening to Jimmy X, he talked about the AP manual, a Declaration of Principles. If you had been listening to the broadcast last week, we dropped in a little bit, just a teaser about this Hasbara manual. All right. The Declaration of Principles, how you go about shaping and styling news issues. The statement was later recognized as laying important groundwork for the public relations profession in the decades to follow. Ivy Ledbetter Lee. The declaration reads in part, "This is not a secret press bureau, period. All our work is done in the open, period. We aim to supply news, period. This is not an advertising agency, period." See how short the sentences are? This is this new basic English coming on. A third grade education could handle this, all right? If you think any of our matter ought properly to go to your business office, do not use it, period. Our matter is accurate, period. Further details on any subject treated will be supplied promptly, comma, and any editor will be assisted most carefully in verifying directly any statement of fact, period. In brief, our plan is, frankly and openly, on behalf of business concerns and public institutions to supply the press and public of the United States prompt and accurate information concerning subjects which it is of value and interest to the public to know about. Powerful for those with ears to hear and eyes to see. From the notoriety gained during the strike, Lee in December of 1914 was hired as personal advisor to the wealthy Rockefeller family. Remember when the Council on Foreign Relations came out and thanked the media for having kept their actions quiet for so long? Again, 1914, hired as a personal advisor to the wealthy Rockefeller family. There was none more silent, more secretive than the Rockefellers, Standard Oil and Chevron, all that. None more secretive than the Rockefellers. Anti-union reputation gained after the 1914 Ludlow, Colorado massacre in their mining operation there. The 1914, you can look it up, just put it into Wiki, 1914 Ludlow, Colorado massacre, covering up the deaths for the Rockefellers. Humorist Robert Benchley was said to have mocked Lee for seeming to suggest that the present capitalist system is really a branch of the Quaker Church, carrying on the work begun by St. Francis of Assisi. Oh, yeah. Members of the CMP and the Christian Right, you know, they're all out there, you know, the capitalist system, Anglo-American capitalism. This is basically just, you know, the carry-on of the Tories line. There's a lot more to understand about capitalism than meets the eye. Das Kapital, written by Karl Mordecai Marx, put that word capitalism on the map as surely as Claude Henri du Rivroy Saint-Simon coined the term industrial for the Industrial Revolution. In his later life, Lee courted further controversy for his representation of the Soviet Union. In an attempt to improve trade relations between the U.S. and Soviet Russia and the IG Farmed firm in Nazi Germany, accusations that he was tied to either communists or Nazis were, however, never proven. Lee died of a brain tumor, sparing the rest of the world, on November the 8th in New York City in 1934. Well, there's a lot more to that. All right, let's jump over here, open a couple of documents inside of our inside of our email basket. I want to go down to here. Vicki Davis, as many of you know, has been bringing forward information in the direct foreign investment basket, this investment zones. I'll get their name right here in a moment. But, you know, she's been around, gotten some good airtime, you know, been over on RBN, maybe on GCN. There's going to be opportunities there as well. Lots of airtime. Getting out a bit of her research, and I'm so glad to see her finally getting the recognition she surely deserves. But somebody here is paying attention, and Jerome Corsi is one of those that is actually paying attention to this particular issue. And he's written a lengthy treatise, if you will, in regards to this issue for the World Net Daily. All right, and it's a red alert top story, Jerome Corsi's alert. Of course, you know, Corsi is CNP also. Red alert, top story. China has decided to invade the United States, not with tanks and airplanes, but with an armory of workers to develop what are being called free trade zones within the United States. Now, you know, back when we first started here on Oracle Broadcasting, Vicki Davis was a regular feature. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays of each week as a returning guest. You can go up to channelingreality.com. Click on the Become Vocal Local link. Maybe you can get some of that. But Vicki has been aware of this for a long, long time. So have I. And now, fortunately, it's getting out and people are actually starting to talk about it. But unfortunately, it's very well advanced, almost metastasized in the fabric of our states. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back in about 2004, 2005, somewhere in that area, when I first started to get to know who Michael Shaw was with Freedom Advocates out in Santa Cruz and started to figure out that Agenda 21 was something really important, something that we needed to follow. Shortly after that, so I had Chris Gerner come on with another network with his American Exposé broadcast. That was how Vicki Davis and I first came to cross paths. Many people have been talking about Agenda 21, but of course, you know, it's just one of those things that you can't find a sponsor to sponsor, you know? It's one of those discussions that you just can't get people to entertain. But, nevertheless, it's now coming full circle, you know? I mean, go back and look at Terry Hall, the founder and director of TexasTurf.org, or visit with Amanda Teagarden. We've had her on the air as well, with the OK Safe group. When we first started to hear about Jerome Corsi, it was his regards to the NASCO corridor and his book that he put out then. Of course, Tom DeWeese, American Policy Center, he's been on top of it for a long time. A lot of people that are involved with the Council for National Policy have been involved in this as well. Michael Kaufman, we've interviewed him. Michael Shaw interviewed him. People that have been really at the forefront of bringing awareness to the nefarious, the really damaging impacts likely to come from not only sustainable development and the Wildlands Project, but also from these heritage corridors and things like that all across America. Well, anyway, lots of people are talking about it, and lots of people are coming around now, but certainly for this particular issue, to find it being written about by Jerome Corsi, published in WorldNet Daily, is going to get it a lot more wind than even my little broadcast here has the ability to do on Oracle Broadcasting, our internet homeschool classroom in the morning. But major stories now being posted. Beijing rising. China invades the U.S. with quote-unquote free trade zones. Corsi writing, will the nation demand American assets in return for subsidizing Obama deficits? Well, of course, he wrote the book America for Sale. I don't know whether he got that title from me or not, but anyway, don't take it away from him. He's fighting the New World Order, surviving a global depression, and preserving USA sovereignty. All right? USA sovereignty. Be careful with that, Jerry. But continuing, China has decided to invade the United States, not with tanks and airplanes, but with an army of workers to develop what are being called free trade zones within the United States. Now, this didn't happen yesterday. Vicki will testify. This is a long-term plan. It's been coming on us and at us for years. It's a network that's spread across all of the states. I went up on the internet and found Missouri's map and started looking at all the different sites in Missouri that have been set aside in this fashion, free trade zones, enterprise zones, and so on and so forth, exclusive enterprise zones. We spent day after day talking about this National Ocean Council that has been set up to create this new exclusive economic zone 200 miles distant from a shoreline out into the sea, all the way around the coast of America, and all the way up into Canada, go past that, go into Alaska, and all the way around Alaska. You know, huge, huge stuff going on here. And all this is terra firma up for sale. Go back into Gustavus Myers and look at the expansion of the railroads and all of the land grants that were given, the millions and millions and millions of acres that were given virtually at no cost to these great robber barons. As they expanded the railroad networks, they got involved with all the mining. The warehousers came in and took up all the timber, and so on and so forth, and left we the people not only paying for it, but we lost the public domain. We lost the land that our fathers conquered. Anyway, back to the article. In an article published in the Idaho Statesman, Rocky Barker reported that the officials of the China National Machinery Industry Corporation, China National Machinery Industry Corporation, have suggested developing a new technology zone occupying, and Mike Chambers reported on this on his broadcast last week, occupying 10,000 to 30,000 acres. Now, 30,000 acres, about 49 miles on a side, it'd take you about 4 hours just to drive around the outside of this inholding. It's big enough not only to be a county in this country, but damn near big enough to be a state. Boise Airport for industry, retail centers, and homes. Of course, you can go up on the internet and look at that as well, and you'll see that in China they've developed all manner and sundry of these, but they're empty. They're unoccupied. Unoccupied. Foreign direct investment, waiting for a company maybe to move in there. Maybe a U.S. company will move in there. Maybe an East Indian company will move in there, and they'll have a little town ready and waiting, factories and everything ready and waiting. They're expanding the railroads in China, all right, going up across the whole country. Anyway, continuing, a key argument of America for sale, fighting the New World Order, surviving a global depression, and preserving USA sovereignty, and that's Jerry's book, Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi's book. Maybe they'd listen to this broadcast more if I called myself doctor. I don't know. Is that China will not long continue to subsidize the Obama administration's trillion-dollar annual federal budget deficits without demanding U.S. assets in return. We've been saying this, you know, on our Oracle Unleashed, Mike Chambers, to Doug Owen, myself. Of course they would. Any intelligent investor would. You don't give anything away without demanding some, you know, security, some collateral. You don't even get any, you know, you won't get that kind of a pass at a pawn shop. You want to borrow $25 from a pawn shop? You better bring an electric drill or something with you to leave behind. This ambitious long-term proposal would start with a manufacturing and warehouse zone tied to the airport and could signify a shift in the economic relationship between the two superpowers, Barker wrote. Other Chinese companies are already active in Idaho, according to Barker. Hoku Materials is mentioned, Simomac, China's third largest contractor with more than $14 billion in sales last year, is there as well, which is planning to build a $2 billion fertilizer plant in Power County. It wants the contract for engineering, procurement, and construction in the fertilizer plant. Now, a lot of this graft and corruption in the construction of all of the railroads in America long ago and the canals as well, these were shell companies. These were shell corporations that were set up. Somebody would set up a shell to buy or to build a railroad. They would go to the legislature. They would get grants of land and money for every mile to be built. Never did get around to building a railroad, but then they would go in and they would get all the coal, the steel, the iron, everything that they could get out of it, all the timber, and just rape, rob, pillage, and steal the process. And it was all along this line of, you know, in this case here, they want to build a fertilizer plant. You notice they're not in after-school technology. No, they're actually doing something, all right? They're actually doing something. And that's something we don't seem to do, all right? We don't really seem to do anything. Let's go to Sid in Indiana and say good morning, Sid.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
Are you there?
I'm certainly here.
I am here, too. I'm doing okay, except for something that got me really bothered this morning, and I sure hope this is an off-topic for you. I watched a video. Have you seen the Mox News mock-ups that you can, you know, see? It's kind of like Fox News, but it's called Mox News.
No, I haven't. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, through a Freedom of Information Act request, the DOD has released that it has 5,200 employees that have fraudulently bought child porn and made us pay for it, made the people pay for it. And it's just got me so irritated today.
Well, why so?
Why so? Because our because I'm paying for somebody to sit in their offices at the Department of Defense and buy kiddie porn?
Well, you know, if you wanted to compare the two, Sid, not to downplay kiddie porn, but if you wanted to compare the two, I'd sure rather have the Department of Defense sitting around watching kiddie porn than being over there running the drones over the top of Pakistan, blowing hell out of the civilians. You know, maybe if we could keep them all diddling themselves and sitting in a closet someplace, you know, playing footsie or something, the world could breathe easy. Maybe we ought to contribute even more money, give them even more pornography, you know, tone the lights down a little bit, get some soft music going in the background, and maybe the people could live free on America.
You are awesome. You know, I hadn't thought about it that way. It's going to make me happier today.
There you go, buddy, and thanks for calling in.
Real information. You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's unending depravity in government at all levels, which is why I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system. If we don't get rid of these demons soon, folks, they're going to be the end of our country. There's no doubt about it, and it's getting there faster and faster. Back to this article again, and certainly, you know, if you go up and visit on Vicky's website, www.channelingreality.com, you'll find that she has done the hard work. She's done the research. You know, there's one thing to speculate. There's one thing to discuss and pontificate. And sometimes I'm even guilty of that myself. But then there's the other side of the coin is getting the black and white in your eyes, actually getting the documents physical and connecting the dots so that we can see the greater picture. And we all owe a lot of thanks to Vicki for the work that she does in that direction. This article basically takes off from a lot of the information that she's presented. Semomac officials met with Boise City and airport officials, including Mayor Dave Viter, to discuss developing a first phase for the technology zone that would set up a base of operations for Chinese companies doing business in the United States. And if you're listening again to the interview last night with Thomas P.M. Barnett on Michael Vail's Vantage Point, where he interviewed him very carefully in the first hour, and then Mike and I got together in the second hour and went over some of this stuff, you're going to find that this foreign direct investment is going to be, you know, part of the time going forward in this new millennial, in the next generation millennials. Foreign direct investment. And we say, oh, my God, you know, well, geez, God, we can't have these Chinese over here. And Barnett doesn't think it's a problem, but we can't have these Chinese coming into the United States. My God, they're going to buy up our resources. They're going to put in military bases. Next thing you know, they're going to have factories over here and parking lots full of Chinese and little houses, too. Well, what the hell do you think we're doing all across the United States, all around the world, all across the globe, even into space? Man, we're in everybody else's pants, and we've been there for a long time. 170 military bases in 130 countries. Come on. Direct foreign investment. How did China all of a sudden leap up out of no place and become an industrial giant? It was all of the outsourcing from the United States and elsewhere, Europe, whatnot. Corporations, transnationals, throwing their money, their technology, their competency, their staff, their engineers, etc., over there. For how long have we been bringing in, you know, the internationals, if you will, educating them in our very best schools? They're taking, you know, front seat. Crowding out our own students. Engineering colleges just loaded with them. Remember back in the 1980s, it was almost impossible to find a graduate from the University of Washington competent in civil engineering or land surveying to hire in a company. Those people were gone. They came over here, got all the information they needed, went back home. Competency building in other countries. So, I mean, you know, we've made the mess. You know, we've made the bed. Now we're going to have to sleep in it. But continuing, quietly, the United States government has created 257 foreign trade zones, or FTZs, throughout the United States. You can just Google that up. It'll come right up for you. Put it in Chrome or however you browse these days. Designed to extend special U.S. customs treatment to U.S. plants engaged in international trade-related activities. The FTZs tend to be located near airports with easy access into the continental NAFTA and WTO multimodal transportation systems being created to move free trade goods cheaply, quickly, and efficiently throughout the continent of North America. Nobody knows intermodal transportation systems like Vicki Davis. Period. Nobody. Nobody else has talked about it for all this time. You know, 2 years ago we were talking about it right here on this broadcast. But fortunately and thankfully, now it's going big time. There's nothing in the U.S. U.S. government's description of FTZs that would prevent a foreign government like China from operating a shell company that is in reality owned and financed by the Chinese government and operated through a Chinese government-owned corporation. Again, nothing new, but now it's being talked about. China demands half in worldwide ventures of U.S. trade partners, and as Barnett was talking about last evening, you know, Sub-Saharan Africa. They love them. They love the Chinese. They're coming in doing things that the backward-thinking fundamentalists haven't been able to do. As he says, the Chinese can go to Vietnam and get a bride in a weekend. They're not worried about those, you know, bride policies and child, you know, policies. Not worried about it at all. Emerging middle class, demographics, young, educated, hungry, connectivity, Latin America, BRIC countries, MIST. There's others, too. All right, Brazil, India, China, APEC. How many times have we talked about that here on the broadcast? You can go back and listen to the archives. You go right to Vicki's website. You get the documents for yourself. We're in the United States where we're the usurper's administration thinks that they created 1 million jobs in the last 12 months. That's a good thing. Every week we have another 450,000 people signing up for unemployment. But the usurper thinks they've done a good thing getting 1 million jobs. All right. But as Barnett brought out last night, China needs to crank out 25 million jobs a year just to keep up. Right? It's a global situation that's going down here. As globalism transitions from global to local, they're taking power to the edge. We reported on that in 2005, right off the Tavistock Institute's website. I've got the copies Xeroxed in a three-ring binder. What did we talk about? We see taking the power to the edge, the new localism coming on us and at us, taking the power to the edge, breaking up the systems of government. Anybody go over and watch the Davos presentation where that minister in China over the weekend, minister in China, all right, being interviewed by Peter Sutherland, a guy named Lamy, in the questioning, where Lamy, one of the guys that got China into the World Trade Organization originally, made a in just a brief statement, going at 3,000 miles an hour in the middle of a sentence, that China gave up its sovereignty for its membership in the World Trade Organization. When did the United States give up its sovereignty? When did France give up its sovereignty? When did Spain give up its sovereignty? When did the United Kingdom give up its sovereignty? Are there any sovereign nations left? Or are we just this new legal and economic world order that you've been hearing about for so long? In a similar deal, General Motors established a joint venture this year with SAIC Motor Company, its longtime Chinese partner, to produce and sell microvans in emerging markets, including India and Southeast Asia. To make the GE deal happen, GE Chief Executive Jeffrey Immelt, wasn't he just appointed to the cabinet, made an extraordinary concession, agreeing to fold into the venture all of GE's existing worldwide business in non-military avionics. You think that it was a travesty when Clinton gave our secrets away? You think it was a travesty when that other Israeli puke, what, he's still doing time someplace, he's still on the ice someplace, gave away all of our secrets? And these guys are giving away our secrets. It's written right into the pages of Agenda 21. This is capacity building, sharing of technologies, interoperable, interconnected world that we live in. Contributed technology, its manufacturing facilities in India, and the use of its Chevrolet name, GM, in its deal. Contributed technology, its manufacturing facilities in India, and the use of its Chevrolet brand name in that market. That's right. Chevys being made in India. Along with the joint ventures, the participating Chinese companies get the full benefit of U.S. technological advances, which the Chinese are then able to use in non-related business applications. In October, now this isn't make-believe. Right, this is happening. We're living in a very unusual time. We live in interesting times, the Chinese curse. In October, China announced state-owned Chinese energy giant CNOOC is buying a multi-million dollar stake in the 600,000 acres of South Texas oil and gas fields. 600,000 acres. Right? Sounds like going right back to Credit Mobilier to me. This is how it went down then, 100 years ago. And it's happening again in this generation. That China is buying U.S. oil and natural gas rights in the continental United States will strike millions of Americans as paradoxical, especially since the U.S. continues to be a net importer of approximately 60% of the oil consumed in the United States. A net importer. All right. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do with the oil? Sell them to the Americans? Or use them in their Chinese Chevrolets. As part of this deal, CNOOC agreed to pay approximately $1.1 billion for a large share of Chesapeake's assets in the Eagle Ford, described as a broad oil and gas formation that runs from the southwest of San Antonio to the Mexican border. Chronicle also reported the deal with China could create as many as 20,000 jobs in the United States. There's your jobs. There's your jobs, but look who signs the paycheck. 5 years ago, Jorge Bush's administration blocked China on grounds of national security concerns from an $18.4 billion deal in which China planned to purchase the California-based Unocal company. Of course, that shouldn't, you know, get you too much, you know, riled up. Again, this is just the bias of the Christian right versus the liberal Rousseau progressive left, right, left, right. Everybody's pointing at each other, you know. Everybody just keeps pointing at each other. Here's another one. Sets my hair on fire. Red flag alert out of Missouri. They're going to set up a 13-county National Park Heritage Area right here in our sweet home of Missouri. We'll find out about that right after this.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And so again, back from the Davos meeting where they were interviewing that foreign minister from China, you know, Peter D. Sutherland. Wow, what a piece of work he is. Anyway, in that little discussion, that tete-a-tete that they had there for the benefit of all of the stuffed shirts that were in the room, another one of the comments that was made was that from, you know, kind of going to the Bible, from those to whom much is given, much is to be expected. And that's kind of where China finds itself today. All right, they've gotten into the World Trade Organization on the cheap. They've had nothing but support from the global investment community. The international community supported them all the way. They've had, you know, tremendous success building huge banks and casinos and everything else. Sheldon Adelson has built an enormous, I don't know what you'd even want to call it, just kind of a palace of gambling house. Of course, there's others over there doing the same. But from those who much is given, much is expected, and so they're going to have to play by more of the World Trade Organization rules going forward. Of course, from the talking points the Chinese minister was willing to discuss, he wasn't saying that China was too happy about that or was going to be too cooperative either. But this, from Wanda Benton, oh my, I tell you, it just comes all the time. We do have the Ozark Property Rights Congress. It meets on a regular basis in multiple counties now and growing all across the southern tiers of counties and we can of Missouri, and I hopefully that you know you'll consider starting up something similar in your area. You know, all of our freedoms, everything's based on property. And you don't have property, you don't have nothing. We've gone through that before. I want to cover this article, so I'll just let it go with that. But we've got meetings and their plans throughout the month in different counties all across this area. And Wanda Benton, certainly one of the hardest working, you know, researchers outside of maybe Vicki or maybe an equal status with Vicki Davis. Wanda Benton is just indefatigable. You just can't stop her. She's just like a Energizer bunny. But anyway, she's put this out, red flag, 13-county National Park Heritage Area feasibility study. Findings says your county commissions are supportive, all right? Read and weep and then get mad and then prepare to get busy, very, very busy. As relayed below, all 13 county commissioners or commissions, this is 13-county area, have agreed to support the U.S. Park Service National Heritage Area. I don't know about you, she writes here, but your area, but the people in Dent County are going to have a wall-eyed fit. If indeed our county commissioners did choose this method to commit political suicide. For those not in the 13-county area, this would just be a stepping stone to your area. If anyone needs information from our experts as to how devastating these designations are, just ask. I have excellent descriptive documented paperwork from the absolute best who have fought the battle, and I have it in email just waiting for your hot little hands ready to go to your county commissioners. Here we go again, she writes. Wanda Benton. All right, now here's a little bit from the original message. Ozark Property Rights Congress, the Ozarks Highlands National Heritage Area. Big government puts the crosshairs on the Ozarks. Bob Parker writing. I had a chance to meet with Bob Parker just the other evening at the Stock Barn, talking about Senate Bill 510 with following the presentation of our truth farmer, Doreen Hans. Here's the article. There have been several attempts over the years by the federal government to establish its authority over the Ozarks region. These include the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, the Natural Streams Act, the FEMA Hazard Mitigation Plan, the United Nations Man in the Biosphere designation, scenic byways designations, and now the Ozarks Highlands National Heritage Area. This most recent effort consists of 13 Ozark counties, including Wright, Douglas, Ozark, Texas, Howell, Dent, Reynolds, Iron, Wayne, Carter, Ripley, Shannon, and Oregon. And if your county isn't named in that, I would suggest that you go up on freedomadvocates.org. The link is on my homepage there, Become Vocal Local. Just click on that and follow it over. And go look at the map prepared by Michael Kaufman. And get it in your mind. Understand what the Wildlands Project is all about. And how important this is to them. And think about it from the standpoint of collateralizing Chinese and other debt and foreign direct investment. You know, as soon as this heritage area comes together, you know darn well they'll incorporate it, and then it'll be traded. It'll be traded on the stock market. All right? It'll be traded on the stock market. You'll be able to buy shares in this Ozarks Highland National Heritage Area. Well, there's more here. Ozark Action and other promoters of this scheme have taken great pains to hide the fact about this program. They've quietly gone about their business of selling the program. This is obtaining public buy-in, by the way. Telling unsuspecting county commissioners, see why you have to become vocal local right where you are? Take action right where you are. Attend the county commission meetings. Go to the planning meetings. Go to the zoning meetings. Go to the school board meetings. Your fire districts, every one of them, your soil and water conservation area districts, your watershed boundary districts, all of that. It's so vitally important, otherwise you just miss this stuff. And, of course, your silence becomes your implied assent. Well, we had meetings. It was listed in the newspaper. You didn't do anything. You didn't say anything. No one objected. We had our plans right up for everybody. We had a consensus meeting. Look, here's the results. Everybody in the room said, yeah, they like the idea, right? Unfortunately, you weren't there. The Ozarks Highlands National Heritage Area feasibility studies, which were only obtained by a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA request, after weeks of waiting for voluntarily shared documents, show that they had great fear of property rights advocates getting access to these documents. All right? And here in southwest Missouri, all across the southern tier of counties in Missouri, these batards know that we exist, all right? Henry Lamb, the other people around the United States, property rights activists, These are the people that have seemed to have the cojones in this country. I don't seem to see that much else going on. I mean, you can go around and around, march on a sidewalk with a bullhorn all day long. And for as much of a travesty as it was, you know, 9/11 was kind of a smokescreen, took people off the mark for years. But in the meantime, our country's been sold out from underneath us. The Ozark Highland National Heritage Area Feasibility Studies. You had to get the results from a Freedom of Information Act. It's doubtful that the supporters of the program on the local level, including all 13 county commissions, had ever read or were even shown these documents. There are over 700 pages on this program to date. I've found that government officials almost never have the documents available and never want you to read to them. They just want you to believe what a wonderful program it will be. And ain't that the case? You ain't going to know what's in it until you pass it. We won't know what's in it until it passes through the lens of the court system. The OHNHA feasibility study documents say the following. Page 1, the National Heritage Area Program has been developed by the National Park Service. This program will basically take our 13 counties under the jurisdiction of the United States Park Service. They'll wake up in the morning and find out that you live in a national park, for God's sakes. Page 54, incorporate approaches employed by European nations for preserving parks and other special places without removing from them the life and the culture of the nation. All right, so you still let to live there, but you live there as a caretaker of a national monument. You paint your house when they tell you to paint your house. You keep your grass clipped the way they want to keep it clipped. You take down this barn and you paint that barn, all right? They want to see a couple of Amish people from time to time out on the road. They want to see a horse and a buggy. Why? Because it's a tourist destination. Page 54. The formal administration of the National Park Service of the National Heritage Area Program in the Ozarks Highlands would likely to continue to facilitate a culture of distrust of the National Park Service in the area, particularly by private property protection groups, and alternative heritage preservation methods would likely be preferred. Okay? You're damn right they got to keep it hidden. They got to hide it. You don't ever have to, you know, hide the truth under a bushel basket. You put it up on a lampstand, but when these cretins come to town, they slip it in under the carpet. Page 57. The efforts of the National Heritage Area Program to facilitate goals of the NPS guidelines are foremost, blah, blah, blah. Gradual takeover of the area by the Park Service. As globalism transitions from global to local, it is absolutely imperative that we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, all right? Countering the craft and the guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in. They get these Nimrods to put their hands out and accept international, federal, or state grants and aid without ever realizing that when they do that, when they reach out for the unearned shekels, the shackles of control come on. Well, that's enough for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day. Thanks for listening.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.